Okie dokie, sing along a smokey, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case? Reasons to be cheerful, part three.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it's now time for us to go into the radio obituaries. It's the time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Making fabulous progress on the backlog right now. It feels very good. Isn't it nice not to hear me stressed out about the backlog? I think it's very nice. It is a reason to be cheerful, perhaps. Before I start off, I want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Freddie Starr, the English comedian, impressionist, singer, and actor. He was the lead singer of the Mercy Beat pop group The Midnighters during the early 1960s. And then into the 90s, he had some little trouble out in the street. Let that kind of go away here. In the 90s, he starred in a couple of television shows named after himself, Freddie Starr, The Freddie Starr Show, and An Audience with Freddie Starr. Freddie Starr just passed away at 76. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
post-initial radio obituary is for Pekka Oraksonen, the Finnish composer of electronic music. He formed his first band, The Sperm, in the 1960s. They mixed elements of avant-garde music with free jazz and psychedelic pop, and their concerts featured confrontational performance art, which resulted in two members being arrested for simulating sexual intercourse and screening pornographic films. Let's see here. After the Sperm's breakup in the early 1970s, he turned to Buddhism, ceased making music until the 80s with his albums Buddhas of the Golden Light, which mixed free jazz with percussion, and paid tribute to hundreds of the Buddhas. Pekka Oraksonen just passed away at 74? I should never do math on the fly. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
sen aviomiehen on syytä muistaa, että hänen vaimonsa kaipaa kihoituakseen. Luultavasti paljon enemmän hyväilyjä ja esileikkejä ja myös sanallisia rakkauden ilmaisuja kuin hän itse. Mies on ikään kuin valmiimpi tyydyttämään sukupuolista tarvetta. Nainen on siihen vähitellen ja hellästi herätettävä. Nainen pystyy todella tyydyttäviin yhdyntöihin usein vasta kuukausin, jopa vuosien avioliiton jälkeen. Takia kumpankaan ei ole syytä odottaa valmista silloin, kun he ensimmäisiä kertoja lähestyvät toisiaan. Tärkeintä on, että puolisot eivät aseta tässä suhteessa vaatimuksia sen enempää toisilleen kuin itselleen, vaan antautuvat uuteen läheisyyteen niin vapautuneesti ja välittömästi kuin mahdollista.
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. The post-initial radio obituary is for Glenn Martin, the Grammy-nominated songwriter. He wrote, let's see here, he wrote top hits for Country Music Hall of Fame members like Merle Haggard, Charlie Pride, Bill Anderson, and George Jones. You might know him from tunes like It's Not Love, But It's Not Bad from 1972, and I Still Believe in Fairy Tales from 1975. He had more than 200 songs published, or recorded, I'm sorry, in addition to being a song publisher. Glenn Martin just passed away at 86. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Snap your fingers, baby, I'll come running back to you on bended knees. I said, snap your fingers, and I'll come running. I'd be true, take a chance on me. Will it your light turn green? Maybe I could know. Give me some kind of clue. Should I stay or go? Well, let me love you like a lover, like we used to know. Tell me, baby, will you let me in? same old door. Well, I had it, but I lost it. Now I got a broken heart to mend. Listen, baby, I don't care what the cost is. I gotta find a way back in if you just snap your fingers. Baby, I'd do anything to get back again. Well, I had it, but I lost it. Now I got a broken heart to mend. Well, listen, baby, I don't care what the cost is. I gotta find a way back in if you just snap your fingers. Baby, I'll come running. I'd do anything to get back again.
The next radio obituary is for Genevieve Waite. She was a South African actress, singer, and model who married John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas in 1972. But she was in numerous films, made some albums. generally produced artistic content. Genevieve Waite just passed away at 71. It's the cleanup. Is that right? You'd think one of these days I'd figure out a way to do this easily, but I haven't. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in the middle of the radio obituaries, and guess what? It's the Weasel radio obituary for Bobby Diamond. He was a child star and young adult actor in the 50s. Worked through the early 70s, best remembered for his role as Joey Clark Newton in the TV series Fury, the Western that ran on NBC from 55 through 1960. He was also on the Nanette Fabre show. He was almost cast as Robbie on My Three Sons, but he took the role as Dobie Gillis's cousin, Dunkey Gillis, for 7 episodes in the final season of The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. He was in A Twilight Zone. He was in an Andy Griffith show. He did all kinds of stuff. He claimed to have been considered for the role of Robin on Batman, but was told that at age 21, he was too old for the role. Bobby Diamond just passed away at 75. It's the Weasel radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. pre- and penultimate radio obituary is for A. Rahman Hassan, the Malaysian singer, very active in the Malaysian psychedelic rock scene of the late 1960s. He just passed away at 72, and it's the pre- and penultimate radio obituary for A. Rahman Hassan right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Radio obituary is for Mick Michelle. Let's try that again. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Mick Michelle, the French singer, songwriter, and sculptor. She was considered one of the leading stars of French song in the 1950s and 60s. She won a French song contest and moved to Paris to become a singer and recorded her first album in 1950. She did not win the Eurovision Song Contest. I don't even think she was in it. But it's nice to think about it anyway. She went on to become a TV producer and presenter, and she discovered and helped launch the careers of many French performers. Left the entertainment industry in the 70s and became a sculptor specializing in steelwork. Mick Michelle just passed away at 97. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Petit lapin des champs, farceur mais pas méchant. Ne broutez jamais une fleur, mais déposez un baiser sur son cœur. comme il était étourdi pour se souvenir de quelque chose. Il faisait, c'est inouï, un nœud avec ses oreilles roses. Il n'avait jamais eu peur, sauf un soir où il vit à la fête un prestidigitateur sortir des lapins d'une trompette. Pompon petit lapin des champs, farceur mais pas méchant. Sortait très tôt et rentrait tard, sur la pointe des pattes dans le noir. À qui les mondes à faire des bonds dans les herbes, tout en fredonnant. De sauter dans l'eau du ruisseau, faire des gerbes qu'on offre au printemps. Pompon petit lapin des champs, farceur mais pas méchant. À son tour devint amoureux, et ce fut d'une fillette aux yeux bleus. Il n'allait plus dans les cours, près des cabanes en bois à grillage, afin de trouver l'amour auprès des compagnes de son âge. Mais le sort de tout lapin est de finir dans une marmite. Pompon le sachant très bien, préfère à mourir pour la petite. Pompon petit lapin des champs, farceur mais pas méchant. Mangea du thym et du laurier pour s'offrir à la belle qu'il aimait. Qu'il est bon de faire du bon dans les herbes tout en fredonnant. De sauter dans l'eau du ruisseau, faire des gerbes qu'on offre au printemps. Pompon petit lapin des champs, farceur mais pas méchant. Fidèle au rendez-vous fixé, va s'offrir à la belle coursivée. Gras comme un petit cochon, tant il était bourré d'aromates. Il faisait de petits bonds et ne pouvait plus se voir les pattes. Mais la fermière ne vint pas, Pompon s'en retourna, maudissant le genre féminin, disant c'est le bouquet d'avoir eu le toupet de poser un lapin à un lapin.
I gotta say, I'm enjoying these opens. I was a little concerned, just because so many of them tonight were one song opens, and those can be very busy making, we'll say. But it's been all right tonight. It's a lovely breeze coming off the hill here at the Tufts University in Medford, blowing right at me. I love it. It's a wonderful thing. So I hope you're enjoying all of this too, as we move to the penultimate radio obituary for Sol Yaged, the American jazz clarinetist who was strongly influenced by Benny Goodman. He started playing the clarinet at age 12 after hearing Benny Goodman on broadcasts for Nabisco in 1935. He turned down a classical career to play jazz in New York City nightclubs. After World War II, he played clarinet with professional groups continuously for over 70 years, including playing with Coleman Hawkins, Red Allen, and Phil Napoleon. Let's see here. Sol Yaged just passed away at 97. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hush-a-bye, my baby, so cold and still. I love you, my baby, and always will. I went down to St. James Infirmary saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She can look this whole wide world all over. She'll never find another sweet man like me.
Hush, hush, hush. God is happy. Hush, hush, hush. Man is too. Hush, hush, hush. God's baby. Hush, hush, hush. Gonna get you.
Now when I die, I want you to dress me in straight lash shoes. A box back coat and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat.
Radio obituary is for Jeff Walls, the guitar player for Guadalcanal Diary, the 1980s era Atlanta college rockers. He was one of the co-founders, also the guitarist and songwriter for the band. He went on to play with the Woggles, where he was known as Flesh Hammer. Jeff Walls just passed away at 62. We're going to start off with something from a bee's knee that was produced by someone referenced over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group already tonight. Huh. That makes you think, doesn't it? Let's get started with the ultimate radio obituary for Jeff Walls right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. If you fail, And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Jeff Walls here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Then I'll be back here next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, for more Bubbles in the Think Tank, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. It's that thing that we do together, each and every week. Right here, on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Little things you whisper in your sleep, try to tell.